Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6.
Chúng ta kể chuyện này giữa Thánh Thánh và Cao Thánh có đồ hãy Matthew chapter 7 verse 6 chương tại lục chuyện.
In this verse we read that the Lord Jesus says, "Do not give what is holy to dogs." And do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample the pearls underfoot and attack you as well. We need to ask the question, what is the Lord Jesus saying to us here? What is the meaning of this? The Lord Jesus said at the beginning of Matthew chapter 7 that we are not to judge brothers and sisters. We are not to condemn brothers and sisters. But does that mean that we should be without any discernment? A discernment that is we may not condemn people, but we must discern what they are. We have to see clearly what they are. Now the Lord Jesus here says that you don't take holy thing, don't take a holy thing and throw it to the dogs. You don't take pearls and throw these before swine. This would seem to indicate, of course, we indicate that certain people are being described as dogs and swine. And that, of course, is not exactly very flattering. We don't exactly like to be called either of these. But one thing we must bear very carefully in mind when the Lord Jesus says this. Is that by using these terms like dogs and pigs or swine, he is not attempting to insult anybody. The fact is that under certain circumstances, there is no better way to describe certain people, their character, their nature, than by these figures. You know, sometimes the truth is not very nice to listen to. We don't like to listen to the truth. If a person is very filthy, very dirty, you may say, well, you are behaving like a pig, you see. You are not wanting to insult the person. You might say that even of your own child that you love very much. You say, you are like a little pig. You are filthy. So you may say that even of somebody whom you love, not insulting the person, but describing that there is no other way to describe his condition, but to say that he is as dirty as a pig. I would say that when you come to know the spiritual filth and degradation of sin, you would say that the pictures of sin, of swine and of dog, is really no exaggeration of the condition of some people who are degraded in sin. It is in fact much worse than swine and dog. I find that sometimes the comparison of a sinner to an animal is not an insult of the sinner, it is the insult on the animal. Let's consider this statement for a moment. I would take, for example, those people who could put millions or thousands of Jews into gas chambers. To call them pigs or swine is an insult on the swine. The swine would never do a thing like that. When you think, for example, of those people in Hong Kong, who sometimes, or even in America or England for that matter, who attack innocent bypassers and beat them until they are blind or maimed or even dead, no dog ever does that. Unless it is a mad dog or a vicious dog. See, animals don't do the kind of vicious things that sinners and evil men do. And when it says that they turn and attack you, well, men attack each other all the time. What's exceptional about that? So we can see that when the Lord Jesus speaks of people in sin, in their sinful nature, as swine and as dogs, he is not only not exaggerating the situation, it is, as we can see, when compared to these animals, really an understatement. So let us pursue this question and ask, what exactly is the Lord Jesus saying to us in these words? First, let us look carefully at these animals, the dog and the swine. And try to see exactly what the Lord Jesus is teaching us from this picture. From this we will soon see, as I've already hinted, that by the picture of dog and swine, he is characterizing the human nature, the carnal nature, as it is lost and degraded in sin. And we are going to see the parallel step by step. Until we can appreciate the beauty of Jesus' teaching. And the truth of it. Even if the truth of it doesn't flatter us or make us feel good. I hope that Christians are people who are concerned for the truth. And are concerned to know that truth, no matter whether it makes them feel good or not. I'm very worried of those people who say they don't like my preaching because it's too severe. They don't like my preaching because it is always convicting people of sin. They don't like my preaching because it's always rebuking people. No, I'm not worried what they think of me. I'm worried about them. Because to say of a message, I don't like it because it's too severe or too much rebuke in it, is really the question is not whether you like a message or not. The only question we must ask is it true? If somebody says to me, what you say is not true, then I will be the one who worries. But if somebody says, not that your message is not true, but I don't like it, then I worry for him. Do you see anywhere in the teaching of the Lord Jesus that he pats us on the back and says, you are wonderful guys, you don't need anything more? On the contrary, he says, as to the human nature, in its degradation and sinfulness, it is like the dog and like the swine. You don't like to listen to it, doesn't matter. The Lord Jesus is not here to win votes, neither am I. But if the person who is concerned about the truth, he will ask himself, is this true? Is human nature really like this? And when he sees the truth of it, then he is convicted and he repents, and then God's grace comes upon him. You know, in this connection, I'd like to share with you a few words in 2 Timothy chapter 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse
13
to
4,
Chapter 4 and verse 1 to 4. Here the Apostle Paul says that in the presence of God, he says to Timothy, he says, I charge you in the name of Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead. That is, it is a command. In verse 2, he says, you must preach the word. It doesn't matter whether it is whether you think it's the right time or not, you get on with preaching it. It doesn't matter whether the circumstances are favorable or not favorable, you preach the word of God. And then he goes on to say, you must preach this with patience, that is, keep on going, even if you are opposed or rejected. And to do this with all the skill and the requirements of the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. The first thing he says that you are to convince them, the word is the same word as to convict of sin, that is used concerning the work of the Spirit in John. But the Chinese translation has this one has followed this slightly different order. The rebuke comes in the second in the English. And then the second is Paul says to Timothy, you must rebuke them. And finally he says you've got to exhort them. Does he say anywhere that you have to pat them on the back all the time? Now when you do these things, you are not going to be popular. But Paul commands Timothy to do just that.
吩咐提摩太就是要这样做法。
And he goes on in verse 3 to say, because the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine.
所以他继续在第三节继续说，就是因为时间呢是就要到了，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
Just think of that. They don't want to listen to the pure doctrine, the word of God.
你大家思想一下，他说在这里他们不想听到纯正的道理。
But they've got itching ears.
但他们有痕痒的耳朵。
They want people to tickle their ears.
他想人去咬咬他的耳。
They want people to scratch their back.
他想人去咬咬他的背脊。
I think of this Chinese instrument, very interesting, long one with a fork. You can scratch the back.
中国人有一种咬痕嗰啲一啲长嘅竹，有只手喺度咬，就非常之有趣。
Which means that if nobody else scratches your back, you can do it to yourself.
假如冇人咧咬你背脊嘅话，你可以自己咬，系嘛？
They don't want to listen to the word of God. They want to get some people to say the things they like to hear.
佢唔中意听神嘅话语，佢只想听有啲佢喜欢听嘅话语。
That is a sign of the last times.
那个就是神要来的象征，最后的要来的神要来的象征。
But Paul says to Timothy, don't you do anything like this. Don't please to tickle people's ears to cater to their feelings and desires.
保罗吩咐提摩太说，你不要这样做，不要要喜欢讨别人的喜欢去咬合他们的耳朵或者背脊。
You preach the pure doctrine of God's word.
你说神纯洁的道理。
And that means bringing rebuke where it's necessary.
So, 你需要的时候要责备人。
That means convicting of sin where it is necessary.
So, 指正人的罪当需要的时候。
And you do it even if people hate you, it doesn't matter.
所以你要，就算人是对你有反感，不喜欢你，你都不紧要，你一定要做。
And you can see why Paul teaches his student Timothy to do this.
你可以明白到保罗点解教佢嘅学生提摩太咁样做
？Because that's the way the Lord Jesus preached. That's the way we have to preach.
因为嗰个就系耶稣基督嘅教导，就系真正嘅神嘅仆人嘅教导。
And so we come back to this, and the Lord Jesus says, the sinful nature. What is it like? Is whether you like to hear it or not. The sinful nature is like the dog, and it is like the swine.
所以耶稣基督喺呢度讲人嘅罪嘅性格就系点样，就好似狗同埋猪一样。
If you have not been changed yet, if you have not been born again by the power of God, then you are like the dog and like the swine spiritually.
假如你係未改變、未曾重生嘅話，咁喺靈裏邊你就好似嗰只狗同埋豬一樣。
No matter how beautifully you are dressed on the outside, God looks in your heart and He says you are like the dog, you are like the swine.
你哋外表穿着得係幾咁嘅美麗，但係佢哋嘅裏邊咧，好似個狗同埋豬一樣。
What do we learn about dogs?
係我哋對於狗嘅認識有乜嘢咧？
The first thing we have to notice about dogs in the time of the Bible is that the dogs were all half wild.
第一点我哋要对狗嘅认识就系喺圣经嘅嗰个时代咧，嗰啲狗咧系一半系凶野性嘅。
In those days, people did not keep their pets, or very seldom kept their pets inside the house.
喺嗰个嘅时候咧，好少人系将佢嘅养嘅动物咧系。
In fact, very few people kept pets at all.
根本上面咧，好少人咧系养任何动物。
In countries where the standard of living is low, where life is hard, people just cannot afford to keep pets.
喺嗰啲贫穷嘅国家，嗰啲人根本系唔能够养得起其他嘅动物。
And those of you who have lived in China know that in China we very seldom have pets.
所以你認識到，就算喺中國嘅時候，非常之少嘅人係有養狗或者養其他嘅動物。
They simply cannot afford to keep these animals.
因為佢哋經濟上面唔能夠支持呢啲嘅動物。
And the result was that these animals, these dogs, there were dogs around, but they were generally wild or half wild.
所以雖然喺嗰度係有狗喺周圍係有嘅，但佢哋都係咧係兇惡嘅。
Rather like the dogs in the Chinese villages. I don't know if any of you have been to Chinese villages. I don't know about Guangdong. I didn't spend much time there, though I passed through there. But in other provinces, you have in the villages, you have a lot of dogs running on the streets, and they're all more or less wild.
好似我哋喺中國一樣，我唔知道廣東係點樣，但係喺其他嘅地方係你喺街道上面周圍都有狗，佢哋咧係都。
And sometimes these dogs were really quite vicious.
通常呢啲狗係非常之兇猛。
In fact, when we read in the Bible, we find, for example, in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 10, that the dogs actually eat the human flesh of people who are killed.
或者我哋睇喺聖經喺列王記下嗰度講咧，嗰啲狗食啲係食人嘅肉。
And these dogs that we read about in Psalm 22 verse 17, for example, are exactly the vicious dogs that we find in these half-wild states.
在詩篇22篇那裡，我們看到那裡所說的狗，就是這些兇惡的狗是在這裡。
In fact, when I was in Israel, you know, we are used to seeing cats as pets. But when I was in Israel, I was surprised to find that where I was living, the cats were all wild.
或者當我在以色列的時候，我睇到我哋喺普通嚟講，我哋以貓做我哋家養嘅畜類，但係咧喺嗰度咧，嗰啲貓咧係咧係仲係野嘅，仲係兇猛嘅。
And where I was living, these cats all lived in the compound near the house, but you could never come near a cat. They would never let you come near them.
但係喺以色列我所睇到嘅就係嗰啲貓咧住喺屋嘅附近嘅一個地方咧，冇人咧係準去行近嗰啲貓嘅。
Because if you come near, they will just run away. But if you corner them, you might get attacked. They lived on the garbage thrown out from the house. The sort of leftovers that were thrown out.And so in those days, that's how the dogs were too. They were just living off the garbage that was thrown out, and they were living in the streets. Now the Lord Jesus says, you must not give what is holy to dogs. The principle is the same, even if it's a pet dog, you don't give to it what is holy.
那個條理也是一樣，就是說你不可以給你那些家畜的狗是聖物。
What does this mean?
那意思是為什麼呢?
Under the Jewish law, the animals that were sacrificed on the altar, they were holy.
在猶太的律例那裡，那些在獻祭的物是聖潔的。
And the priest could eat of it.
那些祭司可以吃。
And sometimes the person who sacrificed, depending on what kind of sacrifice, under certain, some kinds of sacrifice, the offerer could also eat of the sacrifice.
有些時候那些獻祭的人也可以吃那些祭物。
The flesh and every part of the, of the sacrificial animal is holy.
那些肉和每一個部分獻祭的肉都是聖潔的。
And the law was that you could not take any part of the sacrificial animal and throw it to a dog, not even a bone.
那個律例就是這樣，你不能拿任何一部分的祭物的肉拿出來給狗。
From Exodus chapter 22, we see that only unclean meat, unclean things, were thrown to animals.
在出埃及記第22章我們看到除了那些不潔的食物才是調給動物的。
And that meant any kind of meat, so long as it was not sacrificed and dedicated to God.
那裡就是表示到每一樣的肉只要不是獻了給神的。
Now this means that we can learn several things about dogs and swine.
所以在這裡就說我們能夠學到好幾樣東西關於狗和豬。
The swineAnd the dogs, and I should tell you as a point of exposition, that here swine and dog are simply two descriptions of the same thing. The person who expounds the Bible and thinks that this refers to two different kinds of people, of course, makes a fundamental mistake.The fact is that in understanding your Bible, there are certain sayings which stand in parallel to each other. And that means when a statement in the Hebrew or in the Bible stands in parallel, it means it's saying the same thing in two different ways.And this means that dog and swine, therefore, are referring to one and the same thing. It's using different expression to say exactly the same thing. Now, we can learn several things of what the Lord Jesus is saying to us about the carnal human nature from swine and dog.
我哋喺呢度可以学到几点关于神同我哋讲呢个属呢、这个属世嘅人嘅嘅态嘅性质系点样。
We know that swine love filth and dirt.
我哋知道猪佢中意肮脏唔洁净嘅嘢。
And so in 2 Peter chapter 2, we read there that the swine that is washed returns back into the mud. It's a very interesting phrase that the Apostle Peter uses there. Because there it represents those people, those pigs who have been washed. Think of that. You wash a pig. What's the use of washing a pig? You polish it and you clean it and you wash it and you make it all nice and white. Well, so long as you don't let it out of the room, that's all right. Although I'm not sure that anybody wants the pig in the room. But the moment you let it out, what does it do? Oh, it enjoys the mud so much, rolling around in there. And there the Apostle Peter says again the same unflattering, unpleasant truth that we have to listen to. He says there are some Christians who are just like pigs. They've been washed. They've been baptized. You see, nice picture, washed, baptized. The trouble is that their nature has not been changed. To be baptized without being changed, without being born again, what's the use? Your whole nature is still the same. So that as long as you're in the church, oh, you behave like a nice clean pig. The trouble is that you're still a pig. And then you go outside where there is the dirt and the filth, and when you see nobody is looking at you, haha, that's nice. Nice, have a nice little roll in the mud. And so the Apostle Peter says, these people, these Christians, these so-called Christians who have gone back into sin, they are like the pigs who go back into the mud. So the dog too, the dog is also a filthy creature. Anyone who has had a dog will know how much beating you have to give it to train it not to mess the floor up in the room. In Shanghai, we had a little dog. And this dog, the filth that it did all over the house was really something terrible. I mean, if you didn't watch it for 1 minute, the next thing you know, you have a puddle on the floor. Well, it's not only that dog, every dog is like this. So every dog has to be trained, it has to be put its nose there and get whacked and to teach the lesson that you don't do this. This is not acceptable human civilized practice. This is dog culture, but not human culture. And so when you live among us human beings, you don't behave like this. And the 2 Peter tells us another disgusting habit about dogs. Which we almost rather not talk about. But since the Bible mentioned it, the dog has the intention, the dog has a disgusting habit of returning to its vomit.
The
And any of you who have had a dog know this is absolutely true, whether we like to hear it or not. Dogs and swine, they are both filthy creatures by habit. They have to be disciplined and trained, but you let it go for a minute. And as far as this second disgusting habit I have mentioned, not even a trained dog can be kept off that. So the first thing we learn about the human nature in its natural state without being changed by God is its love for sin, love for filth. Look, you have been a non-Christian before. Just think back how you enjoyed the thoughts of sin, how pleasurable they were. Did sin disgust you? As long as sin didn't hurt you, you can enjoy it. What is the second thing about this animal nature that we can learn? A dog is one of those animals that has no faithfulness to its partner. That is, the male has no faithfulness to the female, or vice versa. And the swine is just like this. Any dog will mate with any other dog. It has no sense of faithfulness to its partner. You know that today they talk about the new morality. The new morality is that really sex is free. You can have sex with everybody, and sex is very natural to human nature. It is perfectly in order in the new morality that you sleep with anybody. That's just nice. I mean, why have inhibitions? We don't need this human tradition and human laws and man-made ethics to tie us up. We must be free and have sex with everybody. And this kind of thing is described as the new morality. Well, it's about as old as the dog. In other words, man has learned from the dog. He's just going back to the dog, and he calls this new morality. What's new about that? Is evolution going in the reverse? And behaving like dogs, they call this the new morality. In fact, they are animals which are very faithful to their mates. There are some animals which are very faithful to their mates, their partners. But not the dog and not the pig. So we can see that here again we see the human nature. In fact, in the Bible, this characteristic of the dog is mentioned in Deuteronomy 23, verse 18. There, the homosexual is described as, and the heterosexual, the people who live in a very loose fashion, these kind of people who are sexually licentious are described as dogs. Now the third thing we notice about this animal nature of dog and swine is that it's very aggressive.
The
that dogs are aggressive doesn't even need to be demonstrated. We all know that. But you say, well, swine certainly are not aggressive. If you say that, it's because you don't know swine. Let me tell you, if you ever go to a farm and you see the swine, whatever you do is don't stick your hand out in front of the swine. Because if you stick your hand in front of the swine, the chances are that you will be minus your hand. In July of 1970, I was in Switzerland and I read a very interesting notice in the Swiss newspaper. Which throws a lot of light on our passage here. In fact, I clipped that notice up out of the newspaper. There was a report about a farmer who lived in the island of Sicily, in Italy, in a place, a village that is off the town of Ragusa in Sicily. And there he had seven swine. He was obviously not a rich farmer, he had only seven swine. And one day he went into the pig's pen, as he often did, to feed the swine. But on this occasion, the pigs decided that they would rather eat him than the food he had brought. And these pigs attacked him. And the seven pigs bit him, so all over him. And the result was that when his wife found him, he was almost gone. The newspaper report went on to say that he was rushed to hospital. But he died on the way to hospital. You have to watch out for pigs. I don't know what is the reason that these pigs attacked him. Maybe they were exceptionally hungry. Maybe he didn't come on time with the food, and the pigs, these lordly pigs, were rather annoyed with their master. The pigs literally bit the hand that fed them. It shows that they have neither loyalty to their master nor to their mate. Certainly pigs can be fed if they are, they can also, like dogs, be tamed to some extent. But pigs, like dogs, can be very aggressive. So here the passage is, when I first read it, when I saw these words, you cast your pearls before swine, and they will turn upon you and attack you, I thought surely pigs don't attack people. Because I thought pigs never attack people. In China, I saw a lot of pigs and they all seemed to me to look very harmless. But now we can see, even from this newspaper report, that pigs can be very dangerous under certain circumstances. And so the fourth thing we learn from the Bible about pigs is this. As well as about dogs. It is because of all these things, the pigs and the dogs were declared unclean animals in the Bible. What does it mean that they are unclean? It meant that they could not be used either for God or for man. They could not be used for God, that means they could not be offered as a sacrifice to God. They could not be used for man, that means man could not eat their flesh. They could not be used as a human food or for human purposes. Now here we can see then the human nature in all these things. It's love of sin and evil. It's unfaithfulness to its mate. It's unfaithfulness to the in this very profound sense, precisely because of the connection to the first point, is love for sin, is lust. And the third thing we saw is its viciousness and aggressiveness, which is exactly human nature in its natural state, is vicious and aggressive. How often we have seen that, even in the lives of those who call themselves Christians. You say something that they don't like and they shoot back at you, they snap back, they bite back at you. What the Bible calls backbiting. They come back and they bite you, attack you. And so we find all these ugly things. In fact, unfortunately, sometimes among Christians, even those who seem to have become true Christians or claim to be true Christians, you correct their faults. And what happens? You think you are doing them a kindness, a favor, and what do? They turn around and they attack you. We find that stated exactly in Galatians chapter 5, verse 15, where Paul warns the Galatians. He says, take heed, if you bite one another and swallow one another, that you don't consume one another. That is really sarcastic. He says, you people, you Galatians, be careful if you behave like dogs and swine, that you'll destroy each other. Now then, what conclusions can we draw from all this? We see then that the dog and the swine typify human nature at its worst. And if we are lovers of the truth, if we are honest with ourselves, and we have looked at these four points, we would say, oh yes, Lord, I was exactly like that. Lord, have mercy upon me. That in my carnal nature, I so love sin. I am so vicious and aggressive. I am so unclean, and therefore I cannot come into your presence. We know that the Lord Jesus speaks the truth to us. Which one of these elements, any element, which one is not true? Which one does not accurately portray our carnal nature? That's what I mean by the beauty of Jesus' teaching and its truthfulness. At once we see that every one of us, in the state in which we were before, had this kind of character. When somebody criticized us, did we not lash back at them? We were vicious and aggressive. So we were. And all of us were partakers of this character. But you see, if that is the case, then all of us were dogs and swine, then none of us were...